Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Deep Dive.
Yeah.
You know, today we're going to be tackling something that might seem a little dry.
Oh.
Yeah, organizations.
Okay.
But trust me, this deep dive into organizational frames is going to give you some serious aha moments. Think of it like getting a backstage pass to understanding how an AI organization really works. I'm really excited about this one.
Me too. I think this article from HackScience.Education is really insightful because it moves beyond just the surface level
Right.
of org charts and processes and all of that.
The stuff we think we already know.
Yeah, and it gives us these four powerful frames to view organizations through almost like X-ray vision.
Oh, I love that X-ray vision.
Yeah.
You know, and I think we all want that sometimes,
Yeah.
especially when it comes to understanding the inner workings of, well, pretty much every group we're a part of, from, our workplaces to volunteer organizations.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's start with the most familiar frame, the structural frame.
Okay.
This is all about the skeleton of the organization, the hierarchy, the rules, the processes that keep things running smoothly.
It's the nuts and bolts.
Exactly.
Right.
So if you picture a company as building this frame, is like the blueprints, the beams, the foundation,
Makes sense.
Yeah, but can a strong structure sometimes be a liability? Like, what happens when an organization needs to adapt really quickly?
Oh, that's such a great question, and that's where things get really interesting. Think about companies like Blockbuster.
Oh, yeah.
They had a super efficient system for renting videos, but that very system became their downfall when streaming services came along.
Right. It's like they were too good at the old way of doing things, and
Exactly.
they couldn't see what was coming next.
Yeah, and Clayton Christensen actually explored this so brilliantly in his book, The Innovator's Dilemma.
Oh, I've heard of that one.
Yeah, and he argued that successful companies often fail not because they're poorly managed, but because they're so good at their existing model
Right.
that they just totally miss the boat
Yeah.
on disruptive innovations.
Wow. So being too good at what you've always done can actually backfire.
It really can.
There's a lesson in there somewhere.
Definitely.
Okay, so structure is important, but it can't be too rigid.
Right.
It needs to be able to flex and change with the
It
times.
has to.
Which brings us to our next frame, the human resource frame.
Okay.
This one's all about the people, right?
Exactly. It's about recognizing that organizations are made up of individuals, each with their own, skills, needs, and aspirations. And strong leaders, they understand that people are an organization's most valuable asset.
So it's not just about fitting people into predefined roles.
No.
It's about understanding their strengths
Yeah.
and creating an environment where they can actually thrive.
Precisely. Have you ever been in a job where you felt like your skills weren't being fully utilized or appreciated?
Ugh, tell me about it. It's the worst.
Yeah, so how can leaders use this human resource frame to create a more positive and productive work environment?
That's a good question.
I think it's about creating a win-win, When employees feel valued and their talents are being used effectively, they're much more likely to be engaged and motivated.
Right.
And that in turn benefits the entire organization.
Okay. I'm starting to see how these frames can help us not only understand organizations, but also improve them. Now I think it's time to get a little bit more strategic.
Okay.
Maybe even a little bit, dare I say, political.
Yes, the political frame.
Dun, 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 dun.
This is the one that might make some people a little uncomfortable.
Right.
But the reality is that power dynamics exist in every organization.
Yeah, for sure.
And this frame is about understanding, who holds the influence, how decisions are made, and where the real levers of power lie.
So it's not necessarily about, backstabbing or manipulation. It's more about understanding the subtle ways that power plays out
Yeah.
in decision making and relationships.
Exactly. And this frame is especially relevant in today's world where technology plays such a huge role.
Oh, absolutely.
Just think about how expertise in data analytics or cybersecurity, can give individuals a significant amount of influence, even if they don't hold a formal leadership position.
That's so true. The person who understands the tech often holds the keys to the kingdom, so to speak.
Yeah.
Have you seen that play out in your own work?
Oh, absolutely. And it's a fascinating example of how these frames, they all intersect.
Right.
The political frame isn't separate from the structural or human resource frames. They all influence each other in these complex ways.
Okay, so we've talked about structure, people, and power.
Yes.
But there's another crucial element that shapes how we experience organizations,
What's that?
their culture.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where the symbolic frame comes in.
You got it.
This frame is all about meaning making. It's about the shared values, beliefs, stories, and even rituals that create a sense of identity and belonging within an organization.
It's like the organization's personality.
Yes, the vibe you get when you walk through the door
Yeah.
or the way people interact with each other.
Think about it this way. You walk into two different companies, both in the same industry.
Okay.
One has a very formal hierarchical culture with lots of rules and procedures. The other is more laid back and collaborative with an emphasis on creativity and innovation.
Oh, I can totally see how that would impact how people feel about working there, even if the job descriptions are similar.
Exactly. The symbolic frame helps us understand why some organizations feel inspiring and energizing, while others feel stifling and soul-crushing.
Totally.
It's about finding a place where your values align with the organization's values.
Okay, so far we've got four pretty distinct frames.
We do.
But I'm guessing they don't operate in isolation, right?
No, they don't.
How do these frames interact with each other?
Well, that's the key insight here.
Okay.
These frames aren't, separate boxes. They overlap and influence each other constantly. It's like a kaleidoscope where a slight shift in one frame can create a ripple effect throughout the entire system.
Ooh, that's a great visual. So if we want to truly understand an organization, we need to be able to see it through all four of these lenses simultaneously.
Precisely. And that's where the real power of this framework lies. It gives us a much richer and more nuanced understanding of how organizations actually work.
So are you saying these frames can actually help us not just understand organizations, but also lead change within them?
Absolutely. And that's what we'll be diving into
Okay,
next.
listeners, buckle up. Things are about to get really interesting as we explore how these frames can be used to navigate the sometimes choppy waters of organizational change.
Okay, so we've laid out these four frames:
We have.
structural, human resource, political, and symbolic. But how do they actually help us, navigate the often messy reality of leading change within an organization?
That's the million-dollar question. You
Yeah.
know, I think we've all experienced how resistant to change people can be. It's like trying to steer a giant ship with a rusty rudder sometimes.
Yeah, it's definitely not easy.
Yeah.
And the article points out that, one of the biggest reasons people resist change is because it disrupts their sense of security,
Right.
their routines, their even their identity within the organization.
Makes
It's
sense.
like a mini existential crisis for some people.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So how do these four frames help us overcome that resistance and actually get people on board with change?
Well, by viewing the situation through each of these lenses, leaders can start to see the potential roadblocks and figure out how to address them strategically.
So it's kind of like a diagnostic tool.
Yeah.
You're saying you can use these frames to pinpoint the specific areas where resistance might be coming from.
Exactly. Let's say you're trying to implement a new technology system.
Okay.
If you only focus on the technical aspects like training and implementation and timelines, you might miss some really crucial human elements.
Like what? Give me an example.
Well, using the political frame, you might realize that certain individuals or departments stand to lose power or influence with this new system. So naturally, they're going to resist it.
Right. They're going to try to protect their own turf.
Exactly. Or, looking through the symbolic frame, you might discover that the new system clashes with the organization's existing culture and values.
Oh, that's interesting. So you're saying, like, if the organization has always prized collaboration and teamwork,
Right.
and the new system is all about individual performance metrics,
Exactly.
that could create some serious friction.
Yeah, you're going to have a lot of pushback.
Okay, so by understanding those underlying dynamics, you can tailor your approach to address those specific concerns.
Exactly.
So you might need to involve those who feel threatened by the change in the decision-making process.
Right.
Or you might need to reframe the change in a way that aligns with the organization's deeper values.
Exactly. And the human resource frame would remind you to address the very real anxieties people might have about learning a new system.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they fear they won't be able to adapt or that their skills will become obsolete.
So it's not just about giving orders from the top down. It's about understanding the complex web of human emotions, power dynamics, and cultural beliefs that are at play in any organization.
You're getting it. Leading change successfully isn't just about having a brilliant strategy. It's about understanding the people and the systems involved.
Okay, so I'm starting to see how these frames can be incredibly useful for leaders. But what about the rest of us?
Yeah.
What if I'm not a CEO or in a management position? How can I use these frames in my day-to-day work life?
That's a great question. And I think the beauty of these frames is that they're applicable at any level of an organization.
Really?
Yeah, even if you're not calling the shots, understanding these dynamics can empower you to navigate your own career, make more informed decisions, and maybe even influence positive change within your team or department.
So it's like having a secret decoder ring for organizations.
Yeah.
You can start to see the patterns, the underlying motivations, the unspoken rules that govern how things work.
Exactly. And with that knowledge comes a sense of agency. They're
Right.
not just passively swept along by, organizational currents. You have the tools to understand them and potentially even influence them.
That's so empowering. But let's be realistic. The article just lays out the framework.
Yeah.
It doesn't really give us a step-by-step guide on how to apply these frames in our own lives, does it?
That's true. It's more about raising awareness and providing a new lens for observation.
Okay.
But I think the first step is simply paying attention. Start noticing how these frames play out in your own organization.
So basically, become an organizational anthropologist.
Well, maybe not quite that extreme,
Okay.
but start observing the dynamics around you. Notice the formal and informal hierarchies, the relationships and alliances, the symbols and rituals that shape the culture.
Right.
And don't be afraid to ask questions.
Okay.
The more you understand, the better equipped you'll be to navigate the complexities of organizational life.
I love that. It's about becoming a more conscious and informed participant in the systems that shape our lives.
Right. Exactly. And the more we understand these dynamics, the better we can work together to create more humane, effective, and even inspiring organizations.
All right, so we've covered a lot of ground here, but before we wrap things up, I want to make sure our listeners walk away with some actionable takeaways. What's the one thing you hope they'll remember from this deep dive?
That's a great question. I think the key takeaway is that organizations aren't just these abstract entities.
Right.
They're made up of people with all their complexities, motivations, and desires. And by understanding those human dynamics, we can unlock a whole new level of understanding and effectiveness.
Beautifully said. So, listeners, we've given you the framework. Now it's your turn to go out there and start using it. Think about an organization, your part of your workplace, a volunteer group, even your own family, and analyze it through these four lenses. What insights emerge? What new perspectives do you gain?
Here's a challenge for you. How do these frames interact and influence each other in your chosen organization? Are there any points of tension or conflict between them? And how can understanding those dynamics help you navigate challenges, making better decisions, or even advocate for positive change?
Ooh, those are good ones. And I think that's a perfect place to maybe with a little food for thought. But hey, this is the deep dive. We're all about expanding our knowledge and understanding. And you know what I love about these four frames is that they're not just applicable to, big companies or formal institutions. You can use them to understand the dynamics of any group,
Any group at all.
a sports team, a community organization, even your own family.
That's right.
It's pretty amazing when you think about it.
Yeah, these frames are really about understanding human behavior and how we interact in groups, and those insights are just so valuable in any context.
So true. So listeners, as you go about your day today, start paying attention to the organizational dynamics around you. What are the structures, the power plays, the shared values that are shaping the groups you're part of?
How can you use that knowledge to be a more effective leader, a more engaged team member, or simply a more informed and empowered individual?
We'd love to hear your insights and experiences. Connect with us on social media, leave a comment on our website, or send us a carrier pigeon. We're old school, cool like that.
And remember, the more you explore these concepts, the more connections you'll start to see. The article has given us a foundation, but the real learning happens when you start applying these ideas in your own unique context.
So keep that curiosity burning bright. Keep asking those insightful questions and keep diving deep with us here on the Deep Dive. Until next time, happy exploring.